I mean, they're a very skilled team. They have a lot of movement, both on their forwards and their defense. They're not very stationary. They always move in different directions. I think we just got caught looking at the puck too many times. The guys are jumping by us, and they're skilled enough to make those plays.
Now without Joni for the rest of the year and without Falk for however much time is left, what do you have to do as defenseman to step up?
You just have to do that, step up. I mean, you don't have to do anything different. We just got to make sure we're playing sound hockey. And tonight, for whatever reason, we were losing our guys, and that's unacceptable at this time of the year with the playoff race that we're trying to jump back into.
Jim, you're early in the game, obviously. You didn't score, but Simmons Gulford going off the skate. In a second, you just barely, not you, but Riley's just barely touches the puck a little late, maybe. And then they score. It just seems like one thing or another just compounds.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's hockey in general. The bounces are going to go your way or they're going to go someone else's. And unfortunately, we had a couple calls like that where, we were close. And then obviously, but they're a skilled enough team and they capitalize on their opportunities. And it's something that we definitely got to learn from. And we can't let it affect us as much as it has.
It looks like the effort and the energy was still there tonight, though.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the frustrating thing, too. I mean, especially in that second period, we felt like we controlled the game. We had a lot of opportunities. The goalie made some big saves, and we weren't able to capitalize. And then, like I said, they a very skilled team, and when they get those opportunities, they capitalize. And something that's it's frustrating at times, but something we have to work through and continues to battle, and hopefully the ship turns.
Thank you.